We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the show. 99.9 FM, new listeners. WNNG, the Patriot, baby, the Patriot. In Warner Robins, Georgia, and surrounding area. It's a pleasure to have you here with me. The Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved down to my hometown today at Tampa, Florida, the Talk 860 WGUL. Also, the News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota. Ugh, it's good to be home. Jose Cruz working the boards for us in the Tampa studios. How are you today, my friend?
Excellent. It doesn't even feel like I've been up for close to 14 hours, but I'm loving it.
You are filling the doctor.
I'm being fulfilled.
Let me put it this way. 99.9 FM WNNG and the rest of you across the country, the doctor has written you a three-hour weekly dose prescription of freedom here on Armed American Radio. And we're filling that prescription for freedom right now. It is a pleasure to have you here. We're going to have some fun in this hour. We're going to talk to you about living an armed lifestyle. How cool is that?
I like it.
If you've made a decision to carry or own a firearm, whether you know it or not, you've made a decision to live an armed lifestyle. Right now in the studio with me are four members of our great sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm going to start with Steve Fisher because training, Steve, it's the first place to start, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, you developed what is now known as the Instructor Development Toolkit and Training, correct?
Well, we call it the USCCA Instructor Toolkit.
Okay. And how was it developed? Where did it come from? You had calls from members across the country asking for this?
Yes. For quite some time, we were receiving hundreds of calls from members and prospective members who were looking for high-quality concealed carry instructors. And, we would have the people in our contact center look up these instructors and try to refer them to these callers. And one day, Michael Martin and I were sitting around having a cup of coffee and saying, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we knew who these instructors were, mm-hmm. So that we knew that we were giving good recommendations. And as I'm flipping through Michael's book, Concealed Carry and Home Defense Fundamentals, a little light bulb popped in into my head. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we turn this book into a class?
And stop right there. And that's fascinating. And I'll tell you why. Because from my perspective, I was one of the first 50 members of the USCCA over 10 years ago. And to see the growth of the organization and the membership base that we're actually talking about right now, you've been with the USCCA for how long?
Well, 3.5 years now.
Okay. And over that 3.5 year period, the growth has been astronomical.
Especially in the last 12 months.
It has just flown off the charts. Record months at this organization. The product development in the marketing department, the resources that are, ladies and gentlemen, if you've made the decision to carry a firearm, the resources available to you, I don't think there's any other place in the country where people can go in fact, I know there's not, one-stop shop to find out everything they need to know. And those of you who want to take it and up your game and become an instructor, let's go back to the estimate. The membership base 3.5 years ago when you started was where? It was far lower than it is today.
Yeah, a fraction of what it is today.
Tens of thousands versus now over 120,000 plus.
Yes, sir.
adding up to 7,000 new members and subscribers every month.
Yeah, the growth is exponential. It's almost overwhelming at some point in time, but exciting. Very, very exciting.
Okay, so the instructor development toolkit now and the program that you've created, this is not, I want to make this very clear, this is not something where I'll go to get a concealed carry permit. I'm not going to get a certificate from you that's going to enable me to go to the state of Nebraska and get my permit, but you're teaching teachers how to teach me, correct?
Yeah, when Mike and I were talking about what we were going to do with this, we thought the best avenue to go down was to train trainers. If we were going to have an effect on the masses, the only way to do so would be to get with the people that are with the people, if that makes any sense to you.
No, it makes perfect sense. And most of you listening to the program require a permit, unless you're listening in Alaska, Wyoming, unless you're listening in Arizona or Vermont, you require a permit. And quite frankly, if you're listening to any of to us in any of those states, and many of you are right now, let's take Arizona, for example. Constitutional carry is the rule of law in Arizona. You do not need a permit to lawfully carry a firearm in the state of Arizona. However, if you leave Arizona and come to Florida, you need an Arizona permit because you can't carry your gun in Florida without it. And in order to get that permit, requires training in the state of Arizona. So the instructor base is growing. You guys have created a product that is enabling thousands, tens of thousands of people across the country to learn from the people that you teach.
There's about 1,400 people right now currently using our materials in all 50 states, plus Puerto Rico and Guam.
Now, you mentioned during the break to me, and I wrote down on the notes that it's up to 44 states now that are authorized?
No.
Explain that.
We have certified, USCCA certified instructors in 44 states.
Currently?
Yes, sir.
And how old is this program right now? This is mind-blowing.
Well, Michael and I put the toolkit together in January of 2013.
January was the first day it shipped, and I think we were all surprised by how many toolkit orders came in. And, right. Of course, the next question Steve got was, you got this great material for us. Now how about you train us on it?
You know, Michael Martin, welcome to the program. It's amazing to see the growth over such a short period of time. Jose has done the show with me in Tampa for a number of years now. And during that time period, we're talking about the growth that this organization has been exponential. It's gone from 35,000 members to 135,000 members and growing by leaps and bounds by thousands every month. More and more instructors. It's going to be 50 states very soon. Now, you came down here to Tampa. This is the biggest class to date that you taught so far, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. We our first certification course was in our headquarters town of West Bend, Wisconsin. And we had 67 students join that class. And we went to Minnesota, where Michael is from, and also our Director of State Compliance, Jason Wahlberg, is from Minnesota, the great state of Minnesota.
And Jason will be here in just a little bit, too, to tell us a little bit about it.
And then we went to Illinois. It just kind of made sense in January of 2014 with the wonderful thing that happened in our neighboring state.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened in Illinois?
Well, they finally got off the schneid and became
and I got to tell you,
issued concealed carry state.
I asked that sarcastically because it was several years ago on this program, not that long ago, 2 years ago, I used to tell people, and I've admitted my mistake and manned up, but I made the following comment: Illinois, you stand no chance. I'm sorry, but you're in the most gun-hating state in the country, and what a remarkable turn of events we've seen in Illinois. The USCCA is now teaching instructors who are now capable of teaching Illinois residents classes and providing the necessary documentation so that they can get their what?
Yes, sir.
Illinois concealed carry permit.
Who would have thought it? Had to pinch ourselves when we taught that class. The fact that we were teaching just miles from downtown
in
Chicago
Illinois.
Was pretty amazing.
Susan Sanfilippo, you're here. Were you attending all of the classes?
Hey, Mark, yes. I've been involved in all four of the classes since we started in West Bend.
And the Tampa, Florida class, you've seen the progression and the maturation of this. It's been really fun to watch.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been fun from the beginning. But I have to say that this last class that we had, man, these instructors were great to work with, as they all were. But they were just exciting, and the energy just keeps growing and growing. And it's been a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what was really interesting about it when I got up to the group, because this being my hometown, the first question I asked was, you know, how's everybody doing? How many people are from the Tampa Bay area? And a small fraction or a small percentage in the class. Honestly, I thought it was going to be at least 75 to 80%. But what we found out were, just like the guests that we had in the previous hour, that when we had Jerry in here, who took the course, came down from Pennsylvania. There are people who flew from all over the country.
Hawaii, to be in this course.
Yeah,
today. We had a student fly in from Hawaii to attend this course this weekend.
Isn't that something?
It took a 15-hour flight to get here.
Well, I think what needs to happen next is I need to get the following phone call from you. Mark, would you like to speak at our next course in Honolulu?
Honolulu sounds good.
Honolulu does sound good. And if you guys keep putting up the students that you're putting up, that's probably going to be on the table. Hawaii, like Illinois and like a couple handful of other Democrat-controlled states, is in a very difficult fight. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a very favorable ruling that has, in essence, eliminated the May issue in California and in Hawaii. The same three-judge panel, the Ninth Circuit, ruled that May issue, that the state can tell you how to bear arms, but they cannot tell you that you can't bear arms. Essentially, virtually eliminating the May issue, where the individual in charge of giving out the permits can subjectively say yes to you and no to you. So we'll see how that progresses. But they're like Illinois, I've learned quite a bit. I'm not going to say move. You're not going to get that permit capability, because in all likelihood, you probably will. And the USCCA's training will be there to teach you how to responsibly carry a firearm.
You know what, Mark, what I wanted to talk about a little bit, too, if I get a chance to, before we finish tonight, is the quality of students that we're attracting. I mean, we're getting people of all ages, you know, early 20s and up to...
Yeah, we definitely will. When we come back from this break, we'll go into that, and then we'll talk a little bit more, not just about the students, but living the armed lifestyle. We'll do that with Kevin Michalowski right after this. Don't go away. Fun hour.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
I'm back to the Armed American Radio Network, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. A great discussion going on in the studio with staff members from the United States Concealed Carry Association, the instructor development training course, and the individuals, the great minds that put this together and are teaching thousands of people across the country how to be teaching people how to teach you how to be a responsibly armed citizen. It is an absolutely personal, the most personal decision you will ever make. Not necessarily just to buy a gun, but to make a decision to carry a gun. And if you make a decision to be a gun owner, you have made a decision to live an armed lifestyle. I don't care if you put that gun holster on your belt. I don't care if you tuck it in a crossbreed holster super tuck. I don't care if you put it in an ankle holster. If you've made a decision, even in a drawer or a safe, if you've made a decision to own a firearm, you've made a decision to live an armed lifestyle, and you have a responsibility to learn how to do that responsibly. Okay? Don't give the anti-gunners any ammunition to use against us. They lie, they cheat, they steal, and here on this program, we don't talk to them, we talk about them, and we want to give you the facts about living that armed lifestyle. Jason Wahlberg is in the studio with us. Jason, we haven't heard from you yet. You are, what is your title at the USCCA, Jason?
Hi, Mark. I'm the Director of State Compliance.
Okay. And that means what?
That means it's my job to talk to all of the bureaucrats that are in charge of administering the carry laws in each of the different states and convince them to accept our training.
And you, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell by listening to Jason, he is not a type A personality. He couldn't be and talk to all of those bureaucrats. He has a very even keel about him. That must be difficult to do, Jason.
It is. In a lot of states, the bureaucrats in charge of this have almost absolute power to decide how they're going to interpret the statutes. So it's sometimes a fight to convince them to do what the black letter law says.
So in other words, sometimes you know more about the law than they do in their own state because they're interpreting it the way they want to see it.
More than just sometimes.
Okay. And you've gotten now compliance. Steve was just telling us that we've gotten compliance now in how many states?
We're accepted in one way or another in 18 different states, but in each state that means something a little bit different. So
okay. And we have instructors now certified in, Steve, you said
44 states, yes.
Okay, soon to be 50. It's just, it's phenomenal exponential growth. Jason, what are you hearing from those bureaucrats?
The ones that aren't anti-gun love our materials and bend over backwards to help us get through the approval.
I have to ask you this. Illinois, what kind of wall did you run up against in Illinois?
The big problem in Illinois was the legal department. Carl Weitzel, in charge of the Concealed Carry Group, is pro-gun, as pro-gun as you can get in Illinois, and he's been great to work with. But after we got all of the approvals for everybody who's supposed to make the decision, it got stuck in legal for 4 months.
Well, that's not surprising, knowing who's running the show in Illinois. Springfield doesn't run the show. Chicago runs the show in Illinois, and I wouldn't be surprised in the least bit to find out that there was a hand in that from Chicago. However, you are now certified?
They've accepted our materials. And formal recognition is just a formality at this point. We've gone through all of the approvals and everything's accepted. So we're going to be prerequisite training for instructors to become certified in Illinois, which has been a long fight.
And I take it that Tim Schmidt, the founder of the USCCA, will soon be in Rahm Emanuel's office being handed a check and a big certificate of a thank you and a picture taken with him holding hands and shaking Rahm Emanuel's hand.
I would love to see that.
I don't think that's going to happen, but radio is theater of the mind. I have that vision. I hope that happens.
I could Photoshop it.
You could Photoshop that?
Yeah.
Jose, we could Photoshop a lot of things that we don't want to talk about here on Armed American Radio today. That would be one of them. Illinois. You know, hats off to Illinois listeners, and you guys have come just a million miles. Take advantage of this that's available to you in Illinois. Steve, demographics. Let's go back. I noticed today in the classroom, there's women in this class. You're teaching women how to teach people how to shoot.
Each class we've had a few more women than we had in the previous, and that's who's showing up, who's calling and emailing. That's going right off the charts. I mean, in proportion to the amount of women who are taking it upon themselves to learn how to shoot and learn how to defend themselves with a firearm, all we're doing right now is going out there and trying to find the women that want to be able to be teachers, firearms instructors.
That's fantastic. I met several this weekend and had great conversations, and it's great to see how many women are actual fans of Armed American Radio, listening to it. If they can't listen live, they're listening to the podcast recorded version. It's great to see. Kevin, does it shock you as the executive editor of Concealed Carry Magazine to see the amount of women that was, because this is the fastest growing segment of gun owners and concealed carry permit holders in the country is women.
It doesn't really shock me. What I've been seeing lately in the latest statistic is there's been another 10% rise in the number of women who are carrying guns. And
Another 10% rise.
It just keeps ticking up. And what we're finding is that there's just a thirst for information. The old standby saying is carrying a gun is not supposed to be comfortable. It's supposed to be comforting.
Right.
But everyone has a lot of questions about carrying a gun, not just how to carry the gun, but how to protect yourself. What we teach at the USCCA training program is to put together a personal protection plan.
Mm-hmm.
And a gun is just one part of that plan.
It's a tool.
Lots of other things that we teach people to use. And we find that women are exceptional students in that area. They want to know what they're supposed to do correctly to make sure that they can protect themselves.
Wait, you mean we don't teach women how to be victims?
No, not at all. We want women to...
That's not what we want women to know. We actually want women to learn. We want to empower women to be able to defend themselves, their children, and their loved ones.
Yeah, the old Masada Ayub saying is we want them to make a fatal error in the victim selection process. We want
Masada is. Susan, you see that. You attend the courses. You're seeing it as well, right?
Absolutely. There is a growing number of women attending our classes, and... yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of women working at the organization at the USCCA, too.
Yeah, that's correct. And we've held our own class at the USCCA, and there were several of us in the class, and there are growing numbers of women taking those
classes. It's great to see it. It really is good to see. Michael, I know that doesn't surprise you. You've been on the radio with me many times over the years. It's not surprising to you.
Not at all. In fact, one of the cool things we see is even in book sales, when people are coming to the website to purchase the book from the USCCA, the number of females buying that book is over 50%. And I don't think it's because wives are buying the book for their husbands. Seeing the students in the class, seeing the instructors in the class is a great thing.
I know that for a fact, and I'll tell you why. Because you and I attend the Gander Mountain events, the academies. We've been doing this together for now, almost 3 years?
Correct.
In fact, there was a Gander Mountain event in Wichita, Kansas this week that I was unable to attend because I wanted to come to this event
here. This is the first one we've missed in a while.
It's the first one I've missed in 3 years, and I hated to miss that. Wichita, Kansas listeners, I apologize for that. However, this was, I think... very important to be here today to be able to witness this and talk about this, because living the arm, so many people, the gun ownership is at its highest right now in history, isn't it?
Yeah, highest in history, and the crime rate is at its lowest.
At its low. Oh, wait a minute. Say that one more time.
The gun ownership rate is the highest in history, and the violent crime rate is at the lowest in history.
Jose, he's lying about that.
He's
what
just telling
difference
stories.
At this point does it make?
I love talking with Hillary.
Hillary, just sit out. If I want to talk to you, I'll let you know. I'm going in here to lock the door in the office. You leave me alone. I don't know what's going on. We'll be right back.
What difference at this point does it make?
We'll be back on the Armed American Radio Network talking about living the armed lifestyle with people who can teach you effectively and responsibly how to do that from the USCCA. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. It's a pleasure to have you here. There we go. And she fades down just a little bit. There we go. We're talking about a gun here. I want to love you. I want to make you mine. Lay it on the line. How many guns do you need? Just one more. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. 99.9 FM, WNNG, Warner Robins, Georgia. Real pleasure to have you here. Thanks for joining us as we bring the show to you live from the Talk 860 studios in Tampa, Florida, because we attended this weekend the instructor certification. Let's go back to Steve Fisher. Steve,
this, I'm an NRA certified instructor, have been for many years, have kept my certification for quite some time. Is there a difference? Because these programs complement each other. A lot of people I talked to this weekend and met are also NRA certification. This is a good compliment on the resume, isn't it? USCCA, NRA, and you, I know you work with the NRA.
Well, it's an incredible compliment. I mean, when we first launched the toolkit, one of the first buyers of the toolkit was a gentleman by the name of Joe DeBurgelis, who's a board member for the NRA Training and Education Committee, and he called me up right away and said, wow, this is fantastic. My compliments to Michael Martin. This book is incredible. The way we took the book and put it into the PowerPoint, he loved it all. So much so that he sent Andy Lander, who is the NRA Training Counselor Coordinator, to our first certification class. And Mr. Lander is one of our USCCA certified instructors.
Right, okay.
Part of the first graduating class, like I said. Also met a gentleman by the name of Whitney O'Daniel at SHOT out in Vegas, who came up to me, recognized me, I'm not sure how. But he saw me and he introduced himself to me and announced that he was going to be joining our certification course.
Well, that's because he's seen your picture in all the concealed carry magazines, so he knew who you were. You're a celebrity and didn't even know it.
I didn't even know it.
So now the whole country knows.
Now the whole country knows. And well, Whitney attended our certification course in Chicago for the primary purpose, not so much to be a certified instructor, but so that he could use what he learned in our course to do his full-time job, which is he's a lobbyist for the NRA.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff, and to see the complement between the two is actually amazing. Michael, jump on in here.
Yep. So, one of the questions we get is why attend this course if I'm already certified, whether they're certified through the NRA or certified on their own through their state
maybe they've got agency. Brady campaign right, certification, or they've got Bloomberg certification for guns. Those are big gun safety groups too, right?
Sure, that's exactly right. So there's really two parts of the program, of course, as you know. The one that Mr. DeBurgelis recognizes.
DeBurgelis.
The content that we have in the toolkit. The toolkit itself has been described as a classroom in a box, which is right. A great way to describe it. 235 PowerPoint slides and 7 lessons full of high definition photos and custom illustrations that we had great illustrators put together. We look at it the same way we look at the magazine, as quality matters when it comes to these materials. There's a set of videos in there. There's a set of textbooks, and the magazines are in there. Really everything you need to do to start a classroom.
I have to say this in the essence of time as we move through the program, that you don't have to be an instructor to take advantage of this toolkit.
That's exactly right.
You can buy this toolkit, take it home, and use it for yourself. If you've made that decision to own a firearm or to carry a firearm, you can decide to make that leap later. This can help you out, but the book is outstanding.
And those people that want to take that next step, join us in one of the classes like we held today. And the uniqueness about these classes are we not only teach people how to teach our materials, we also teach them how to run a small business. We teach them everything when it comes to the financial side, the marketing side of the business. When it comes to being an instructor, we teach them how to run a hot range. And one of the ways we do that is we put a real healthy dose of the use of CERT pistols in class, which has really revolutionized the way we teach our own classes. And these instructors are walking out the door with a brand new way of thinking about how they teach people to handle a firearm.
Okay, now
you
said
the range.
You said CERT pistols.
Sitting in the
studio with us, I mean, we've got just a lineup in here that's huge. Mike Hughes, CERT pistols. Now, again, radio is theater of the mind. So let's paint this picture. Have you ever watched Top Shot on television? Have you ever seen Top Shot and seen some of the amazing work these guys do?
I have seen Top Shot.
Mike Hughes, sitting in the studio with us, was a finalist on Top Shot. It was great to see you, and it's great to have you here. You and I have known each other for a while. You show up at some of the conventions. We last saw each other in Indianapolis just a few weeks ago. Tell us about the CERT pistols. What does CERT mean? What does it stand for? How is it incorporated into this training, and how can the regular guy or gal take advantage of what you offer?
Well, really, Mark, it stands for Shot Indicating Resetting Trigger. It's built from the ground up, and I really built it for myself, very self-centered, just for myself to win production nationals. And it turned out to be a lot of pull for it, for the markets with the law enforcement trainers, just because it needed another tool to get more manipulation skills, more diagnostics of your trigger control. And it's real simple. I mean, it shoots a laser, has a resetting trigger, has a second laser for trigger take-up. So you can see when you're prepping that trigger when you should and shouldn't be.
Or proper slack trigger on the trigger is what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's taking a page from Jerry Mikulik.
Okay,
keep that wheel turning, the great revolver shooter. And
nobody shoots him better than he does, man.
No one does. He's a legend. And he just says, keep on that trigger, keep prepping it. So it gives you some indication of the trigger prep and also the break with a powerful green laser. So it's very simple, Mark. It's very, very simple.
It makes you more familiar with your firearm to the point that when you have to react in a dynamic incident, if your life is on the line, you're going to know how your gun feels.
your natural point of aim.
Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, just get the manipulation. The biggest deficiency I see in firearms, personally, is we don't get enough practical hands-on daily training. It'd be like LeBron James having to go 20 miles to a stadium just to shoot hoops. But we didn't build LeBron James like that. He went out in his backyard, had a hard back, you know, surface, backboard, and he shot. We got a lot of reps in. You don't need a whole stadium for that. Same thing with firearms. I mean, we can get a lot of manipulation in. Then we go to the range mark. That's when we hit our recoil management, our and work the other skill sets, malfunctions, and slide lock stimulus. But let's get all that training going in the home, and let's get it in the classroom.
This is high octane. This is dry fire on steroids at your house.
It's surf
fire. Now, your setup was set up next to the USCCA display that I saw at the NRA convention. You had people coming up all day long. Explain this to me. What does it work? Because you've got a laser system on it. It's very cool. Can people buy it from you today? Right now?
Oh, absolutely. Go to nextleveltraining.com.
What does it say again?
Nextleveltraining.com.
Nextleveltraining.com?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Let's use a code. Let's call it the Mark Walters Kicks Tail code. I'll just make that up. We put that back for
AAR.
15% off.
Just put AAR. Are you going to do that? Really? Seriously?
I'll seriously say Mark Walters Kicks Tail.
If you put that but in you know there, what? Let people, let's do this. Even though that's very true, let's just make it easy and let's do AAR. Can you do that?
I think yes,
if they
we can.
Put a promo code of AAR and they'll save what?
They'll say 15%.
Okay, you heard it live right here. That's good stuff. We'll hold you to it. We appreciate it very much. But that's powerful. It's powerful training. I watched you give the presentation today, and the room was silent. You know, people were paying very, very careful attention to this. And I know Jerry's sitting in across the glass. We don't have him on a mic, but he took the course today, and he's sitting here shaking his head yes. And I'll just ask you this because you can hear me. You don't have a mic. Is this something you'll incorporate into your training? He's giving us a thumbs up. He absolutely will. Now, quickly, Top Shot.
Oh, God. How quick do you want to be?
Real quick, we're going to run out of time. How'd you fare? Tell us.
Oh, I was runner-up on that. It was a good experience. It promotes firearms in a positive light. It's a good show. I think it's ran its course, but it's not something you just necessarily want to do again.
I don't like the stab being in the back, the whole survivor-type aspect of it, but it's really fun to watch you guys shoot. I've stayed away from competition shooting. It's not my bag. I'll leave that to you guys, but it was great to have you here. Thank you very much
for
being here in the studio with us. I'm going to go back to Steve Fisher. We have 60 seconds. Where's the next training? Where are we going from here?
Well, before we go and announce another location, we're going to take the lessons that we learned from this past weekend and see how we can improve our program. All I'm going to say is stay tuned. USCCAinstructors.com, that's where you're going to find
all right, great. Thank you for that. USCCAinstructors.com.
Yes, sir.
And people can go there right now and they can find the information they need. And you'll have information on the next course when it comes up.
You bet.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, if it was anything like what happened here this week that I saw, man, you guys are off to the races because this was dynamite, powerful stuff. And I'll just tell people that this was held at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa. Okay. This is not your grandpa's firearm training. This is top notch, top level. On steroids, like I said about Mike's program, because you're incorporating the best of the best. You guys have built a dynamite program.
You know what,
USCCAinstructors.com.
And I want to give a shout out to the people at, I believe it's Shooting Sports, where we did the range portion of our training.
Okay, in Tampa.
You know, and they really took care of us well. They had a couple of their people over, and they are now USCCA certified instructors
as well.
That's
a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio continues after this. We're going to find out what's happening in Connecticut from Scott Wilson, president of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Don't go away. It's bad news up there. Be glad you don't live there. Taxes are too high. It's too expensive. Democrats run it.
You're a 23 May Bremen?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, IRFnews.com, and I have teamed up to bring you the new IRF News video blog. Each week, we will have reporters, political candidates, and much, much more. Each week, we will bring you stories that you are not getting from the mainstream media. All conservative news in one place. All you need to do is go to IRFnews.com. It's quite simple. Go to IRFnews.com for up-to-date conservative news. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I do apologize. I'm going to have to crank that up in the rental car back to the hotel today. I do happen to have that on the old phone. So we'll go ahead. It's a little bit of Sammy Hagar. I apologize, but I know I can't sing like Sammy Hagar. It doesn't matter. It's all fun. And if it isn't fun, you shouldn't be doing it, right? Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are, in fact, at Talk 860 and WLSS News Talk 930 studios of Sarasota and Tampa, Florida. I'm home for the show this week, and it's been fantastic. Jose Cruz, man, can I get you on the mic real quick?
Yep.
How are you today?
Fantastic, man. I'm loving this.
It's so much fun to come home. Feel so welcome here. We've done the show from these studios many times, and I look forward to doing it many more times in the near future.
You actually make it very easy for me to do this.
Well, that's because you like the show and you like to talk about guns. And, you know, it was interesting. I'll tell listeners, you know, Mike Hughes is here. Mike was seen, of course, on Top Shot and a runner-up on Top Shot. Mike, you came in, what, second?
Runner-up, yeah.
Runner-up in there? Second, okay, yeah. You were not one of the runner. You were the runner-up.
Yeah, I was second, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And it was funny as we were sitting in here and getting everything ready to go, Jose comes walking. He goes,
Mark, do I recognize the one of those guys from Top Shot? I said, yes, you do. He just came in and got his picture with you, so that's fun stuff.
Funny.
And we just made you famous-er.
Well, Top Shot's it's a history. It's history. Moving forward.
Let's go to Connecticut. Connecticut, wow, what a vicious fight for the gun rights going on up in Connecticut right now. And it doesn't matter where you live. This fight matters to you. This fight is going through the court system right now. There's now an appeal going on. The Democrat gun-hating machine, millions of Bloomberg's dollars attacking you. It doesn't matter if you're listening in Nebraska, California, Washington, Florida, Illinois. It makes no difference. Scott Wilson from the Connecticut Citizens Defense League is here. And Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on again, Mark.
Man, you guys got a fight on your hands, and a nasty one it is. Tell us about the court proceedings up there and what you guys are doing about it, where we're at.
Well, the language of the appeal was just filed this past Friday. So that's now moving into the Second Circuit, and we're going to wait for responses and all the legalese that have to take place for motions and so forth to work its way through before this actually gets heard before a panel. It's very difficult to project when that would be. The earliest would probably be November, but we could probably or most likely be looking into early next year as far as this actually going in front of a three-judge panel.
All right. Now, the three-judge panel, of course, we just got favorable rulings on what is arguably the most liberal court in the country, the Ninth Circuit in California and subsequently in Hawaii. The Second Circuit, notoriously anti-gun, upheld New York's law, apparently upheld your law. Your appeal was in response to what?
Well, our appeal is in response to the ruling from Judge Covello here in Connecticut, who issued his ruling at the end of January of early this year. So really, this is to essentially take the argument to the Second Circuit that some of the things that that Judge Covello argued on are supportive of our case. And it is the fact that it is outlined in his ruling that we have been affected by the ban that's been imposed by the state of Connecticut on our common use of firearms.
Okay, and a very difficult. Let me ask you this, Scott. How are you feeling about this going forward right now? This is the fight for gun rights in Connecticut like we've never seen in this country. How are you feeling? Are you comfortable with your organization? You guys are the largest pro-gun rights organization in Connecticut. How do you feel about it, man?
Well, I feel pretty good with the fact that we've remained encouraged, and we are not giving up this fight. And it's sort of my job and the job of the leaders of the organization to make sure everybody stays enthused. This is how good I feel, that in spite of what's happened, what's taken place over more than a year ago, we are still today. We had another massive fundraiser to go towards the cost of funding the legal fees that are attached to this lawsuit. And last week, in front of our members, we were for the first time able, after discussion with our attorneys, to disclose the amount that has actually been raised to date. And we are right at the $500,000 mark right now in terms of dollars.
$500,000 mark right now?
Right. That's correct. And that's in, again, just under a year and a half. And everything is moving forward. We have a series of fundraisers planned for the future. And everybody just continues to contribute and put their foot forward and help and volunteer. And the gun clubs across the state of Connecticut keep sending money our way. So it's really a team effort from all across the state of Connecticut right now.
Okay, Connecticut GOP right now. You've got to fight for the office of governor in Connecticut. Daniel P. Malloy is not polling well right now. Of course, Connecticut is a firmly entrenched blue state. Let me read you something here from the New York region in the Times. The issue, referring now to gun control, and I'm quoting, is a powerful and polarizing one in Connecticut, where emotions are still raw from the Newtown shootings in 2012. Mr. Foley is a gun owner. Mr. Boughton had been a member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a vocal organization backed by former Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York. But Mr. Boughton ended his affiliation in April, citing what he said was the group's shift from the enforcement of existing gun laws to the creation of new ones, and his sympathy for the rights of law-abiding gun owners and sportsmen in Connecticut. The move was widely seen as an appeal to the pro-gun faction of the Republican base and was applauded by the president of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, Scott Wilson. Scott, this is making news everywhere, and this was in the New York Times on May 16th.
Right.
Tell me about the fight for governor in the state of Connecticut. What is that referring to?
Okay, well, essentially, we've we've sort of outlined for the members of our organization to show no support for Mark Boughton because what he did was too little too late. We've outlined that there should be no sympathy for John McKinney, who continues to defend his vote against the law-abiding gun owners in the state of Connecticut. Aside from those two, who we would absolutely show no support for, there's Tom Foley, who just essentially won the GOP nomination yesterday for governor, and there's one other pro-Second Amendment candidate. His name is Joe Visconti, who he did not do very well at all in the convention in terms of his racked up delegates. So really, essentially, what we have is we have one person that has vowed to support the law-abiding gun owners in the state of Connecticut, and his name is Tom Foley. And that is really the best shot that we have to unseat Daniel Malloy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to run out of time. We're going to have to close the hour out, but I want to read this again. Mr. Malloy, who is contending with shrinking budget surpluses, high unemployment, and a heavy debt burden, recently canceled a much-promoted $55 per person tax refund. Economic and fiscal problems have hurt his standing with voters. And again, from the New York Times, a poll this month by Quinnipiac University found that more respondents said he did not deserve to be reelected than did, 48% to 44%. This guy can lose. Foley can win. Now, you've got to help these guys in Connecticut. What's the website, quickly, where people can join you guys?
CCDL.us.
Simple as that. CCDL.us. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Wilson, thank you so much for joining us on very short notice and updating us on that incredible fight for our gun rights in the state of Connecticut. Man, you know, if not you, who? If not now, when? It's up to you. I want to thank everybody from the USCCA, the Talk 860 WGUL studios, News Talk 930 WLSS, Jose Cruz, my man on the boards over here in Tampa. Always a pleasure to everybody here in Tampa bringing us home. We appreciate it very much. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, WNNG 99.9 FM. Hope you like the show. We enjoyed being with you. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org